Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Here in Massachusetts, Governor Patrick's offer to shelter some of the children traveling alone to the U.S. from Central America has ignited a week's worth of passionate and polarizing debate. WBUR's Asma Khalid reports.
It all began last Friday when an emotional governor said he had a moral obligation to help immigrant children who've been detained at the southern border.
My faith teaches that if a stranger dwells with you in your land, you shall not mistreat him, but rather love him as yourself.
Patrick said he was offering the federal government two possible locations to temporarily house up to 1,000 children. He assured folks the local communities wouldn't pay a dime. The children wouldn't go to public schools or use local services. They would be secured on the base, and the federal government would foot the bill. On average, they would only be there for 35 days, after which they would be granted asylum, processed for deportation, or reunited with family. Despite the governor's assurances, his proposal set off a firestorm at a public meeting in Bourne, near Cape Cod's Camp Edwards, which is one of the proposed sites.
It's our town, and we don't even know what's going on. We don't know how many people are coming. We don't know if they're gang members or whatever.
Linda Zern is on the Board of Selectmen. She told the all-white crowd that she worries not just about children from Central America, but immigrants from the Middle East and China.
My feeling is that this whole invasion of our country is against the Constitution.
Some folks worried that the children could bring diseases and water down the local culture. Mary Woodruff held up a banner with the words, "No illegals."
They're not all cute little kids with brown eyes. They know what they're doing, and they're going to be sucking us dry. Send them the hell back.
Emotions spilled over to Bourne's Main Street. Betty Rose was sitting outside an ice cream shop. She evaded eye contact behind her giant sunglasses, but her words were straightforward.
I think they should be stopped at the border, period.
In between licks of chocolate ice cream, she said people might think she's negative. But oh well, she doesn't think these children belong on the Cape.
They're coming in from Texas and Arizona. What are they doing up in Massachusetts?
Reactions like this don't surprise political science professor Peter Ubertasio. He teaches at Stonehill College.
The state is viewed as a reliably blue state, and many people believe that means it must be thoroughly liberal.
But he says that's not true. On some issues and in some places, the state is quite conservative. And he says there are people, particularly on the Cape, who are staunchly anti-immigrant.
And this kind of debate, I say you're going to bring these folks from the border here, opens up a raw wound for many of these people.
And while unaccompanied minors won't be wandering the streets of Bourne, some might be reunited with families who live in cash-strapped immigrant cities, like Lynn. Even before this uproar, Lynn's mayor, Judith Flanagan Kennedy, says she had seen an uptick in children reunited with their families and enrolling in already overcrowded public schools. But when she raised that concern, immigration activists criticized her. Kennedy says the culture is so polarizing, she can't even speak up about the financial costs without being attacked.
I have been called a racist, and I am as far from that as possible. And if people understood that this, from the city of Lynn's perspective, is purely an economic issue.
Kennedy says she needs more money for schools and services, and she's not getting any help from the state or the feds.
Wait a minute.
Let me finish.
No. You just said that.
Patricia Montes with the immigrant rights group Centro Presente confronted the mayor after an immigration summit at the State House and asked why politicians and public officials are discussing immigrant issues with no immigrants at the table.
I'm very upset because I am an immigrant, and they are saying that they are having a conversation, a dialogue, to talk about the immigrant community without having the voice of the immigrant community in that dialogue.
The governor says people are confusing politics with an attempt to help kids.
I think it is important for people to separate the question of temporary help in a facility at the expense of the federal government from the larger question of immigration reform, on which there is a lot of heat and not a lot of light.
The governor insists all he's done is respond to a plea for help in a humanitarian crisis.
Listen, I think the people of the Commonwealth on the whole have hearts big enough to enable us to do that.
But whether people's hearts or heads are in the same place is debatable. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.